Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Lisa Goranson is our very special guest, wonderful actress. You know her work from The Conners, but so much more than that. Lisa, how are you?
I'm great.
Well, congratulations. You're putting a wonderful career together, and it's booming now, and I think you got a hit on your hands here with The Conners, and I think we're going to be watching you for a very long time. How do you feel about the show?
I feel great about the show. It's so exciting. You know, we just premiered a couple weeks ago, but we've been working since August, so when the show finally, you know, all of our hard work kind of gets out in the universe, it's kind of like, oh, this is what its purpose is. And it's just exciting to hear people react to it. You know, I got a lot of texts from my friends after the show last week who just had emotional reactions to it and thought it was funny and certain jokes that they really laughed at. And you know, being able to share with the country what we're doing is really exciting.
Well, listen, your work on it is terrific. Actually, the whole cast is real good. I mean, it's a talented bunch, and not the least is your work, and it's nice. It's got to be nice to work with pros and with folks that know what they're doing. We got this, and we got the original show. But have you worked with anybody recently that's been on the original show?
Not really. I don't think so. It's funny because I, you know, live in the New York area, and back in the day, we took a lot of actors from New York on our show as guest stars, and sometimes I'll be doing some kind of, you know, theater thing, or, you know, I'll do a play reading or something. And then someone will say, oh yeah, I was on the show. And I think, oh my gosh, what episode? And they'll say, you know, whatever it is. So it's cool like that. I mean, I think we've always had great guest stars.
Well, is it kind of like riding a bike? I mean, did you just kind of fit right back in together and place right back in together? Or is it brand new again?
You know, it's both. It's both, because every episode has its own demands in terms of, you know, there's a really lack of permanency to doing a show. There's every day there's changes in the script, and there's changes in blocking, and it's pretty much all about change until the audience gets in. So, you know, in order to memorize all your lines, you got to kind of have a tunnel vision.
Yeah.
So that, you know, at some level, the lines are locked in by Friday. So, you know, it's that in itself is really challenging. But in terms of the relationships, in terms of, like, you know, sitting down with John Goodman in a scene, that feels like we've had 30 years of history, and there's such a trust, and there's just so much solid ground, you know, with our relationships, and that's such a beautiful thing, and a unique thing, I think.
Lisa Goranson is our very special guest, and you know her work from The Conners and Roseanne and, you know, a whole bunch of things in between, but really just a wonderful actress, talented young lady, and just a tremendous career. And again, the show is getting rave reviews, and you knew it would. And you mentioned working with John again, and it's feeling like old times, kind of. There's obviously growth from all of you. You know, in 30 years is a long, long time. That's why I was kind of asking you, you know, like, have you dealt with these folks in between? Some people change so dramatically, and whether it's a musician, you know, playing with somebody they haven't played in 30 years, it's kind of the same the same question. Does it fit right back in? Do you notice the change in the people and that you're dealing with? And you mentioned John, but the other folks, obviously people change, and I'm sure, I'm not an actor, but I'm sure they change as actors. Do you notice differences in any of them? And I don't even mean to be specific, but is it, again, 30 years is a long time to just jump right back into something. I mean, it's great. But it's a unique situation that you're in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the biggest change for us is that for the kids, is we're adults now. And so it's kind of interesting. I mean, for me, just being in New York for, 20 years since I graduated college, that I can kind of bring some of my, as adults, we can all bring our experience to the table. And I think that's really cool for us, is kind of being child actors on the show and then kind of being able to bring more of our A game and having more responsibility, I don't know. I think what's interesting about the show is that there is that history, but there's also a feeling of everything being new every week too, because it's just a new script. It's a new storyline, and that keeps it really fresh and exciting and fun, but it also is a sense of, I think sometimes when I go home from work, I think about the character is not just mine, but I think, oh my gosh, Dan's going through this and Jackie's going through this and Darlene, you know what I mean? It has resonance in a way that it's almost, it's kind of a blurry line between reality and the show, because it's what we're doing all day. And I know the difference between, that everyone has a life, but you get so wrapped up in the storylines and the characters, it's easy to just kind of, have compassion and curiosity about where everyone is.
Yeah, certainly a unique situation as I have to imagine, as an artist, as an actress, and you've handled it so well, and some of the others. Lisey Goranson is our very special guest. We've got about a minute and a half left with Lisey, and her work from The Conners and Roseanne and, all kinds of things in between. But, a much different show, but I imagine the folks from Fuller House, it's the same type of dynamic. I mean, I think I can't get over like the dynamic being there 20 years, 30 years later, and then just going into it. It's not like it's a reunion show. Reunion show, it's like a one-off and you kind of do it. But, here it's, there's long-term plans here, and everything's pointing towards a long second run here, which is great, and we all hope for that. What's the rest of the year look like for you, shooting-wise and I guess promotional-wise? Is it solid? You're like booked solid, or is there flexibility in there?
Well, I'm booked through February because we'll be doing the show, and then I'll go back to New York hopefully get a little break, but I don't, that seems like a ways away, but hopefully by the spring I'll be doing something, but I'm sure I'll want a little time off by February.
Listen, you earn it. Congratulations on your success, 30 years ago and now. And it doesn't look like you missed a beat. You're doing a wonderful job. You're a wonderful actress. Lisey Goranson has been our very special guest. Do you want to give us a website, a social media site, just to kind of follow along with what you're doing?
I really don't do much of that, but my Twitter handle is @PrivateEgo.
Well, listen, congratulations, and thank you, Lisey, for being here.
Thank you so much.
Lisey Goranson has been our very special guest, and her work from The Conners and Roseanne, and lots of work in between, but a wonderful actress. And again, it's not a reunion. It's, hoping to have a second long run of the cast again, with obvious exceptions there. But Lisi Goranson is our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.